This is program number LW2595. I've got a good question for you today. Hi, this is Larry West. Are you ready? What is it that you fear the most? Now, I know there are some things you're afraid of. If there's one thing we people have in common, it's our phobias. What is it that you fear the most? You know, it seems that we men fear things different from those that women fear. According to a fairly recent study, the fears that we men have are more likely to center around things like careers. And I guess that's expected since most men in the country are heads of their families. And there's another thing that it seems, according to the study, that we men fear the most, and that's getting sick. Men fear illnesses. We guys just don't like the pain. Just the thought of my going to the dentist makes my knees knock. I'm glad, frankly, it's the women who have the babies. A man named Robert Orban agrees. He said, "I haven't been so scared since I donated my body to a medical school." And they said they wanted it now. Women, on the other hand, fear different things. Their fears, according to this same study, center more around things like love and marriage. They fear snakes and spiders. I know, I married one who screams quite often. Women fear growing old. They fear getting fat. And if you're a woman, I think you can agree with this next one. Women fear staying alone at night. The United Press International released a story not long ago, one they titled, "Fearful Woman Cowers in Apartment for Years." Her name was Helen Cox. Helen was so afraid that she cowered in her apartment for 6 years. She didn't leave once, not once. And it was only because of a fire that she was forced to leave even then. And I say she was forced to. She didn't want to leave, even with the fire threatening her life. Police had to roust her out. And here's what she said. "I was more afraid of what might be out in the hallway than I was the fire." Now, sure, Helen's problem is an extreme fear, but I think we can understand, can't we? We have our fears. What is it that you fear the most? Is it going broke? Is it cancer? How about baldness? Now, to some, that may seem silly to fear, but if that's what you fear, it's not silly. How about divorce? Is it divorce that you fear the most? Where is your phobia? Is it getting old? Is it getting fat? Is it the dark? Is it meeting people? What is it that you fear the most? Got something I want you to think about today. Not all fears are bad. Many of them we need. They're wholesome. Some of them we've just got to have. For example, we need to fear fire. We need to fear electricity. There are some things that can hurt us, that can destroy us, if we don't fear them. Don't cast out fear altogether. There are some things that we must fear. But the difference is, no man should let fear dominate his life. When it becomes the master, then it's time to do something about it. The 78-year-old man and his 76-year-old wife didn't understand that. I'm talking about the couple in the news not long ago. They killed themselves because they couldn't stand to be robbed again. They figured that when you get old and you have to live in fear, it just isn't worth it. But it's like what a man named Edward Weeks once said. He said, "To live with fear and not to be afraid is the final test of maturity." If you have a real phobia of some kind, it may mean you need professional help. If you can't handle it by yourself, get the help. But think about what the Bible has to say on the matter. It says that it's not God that gives us people the spirit of fear. It's not God who gives it to us. He instead gives the spirit of power, of love, and a sound, disciplined mind. In other words, if your knees knock, try kneeling on them. Lean on God. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. And you know, when you can find someone who cares, who really cares for you, that helps to remove the fear. I'm telling you, we care. I've written a pamphlet called "What Controls Your Life." And there's something that controls each of our lives. What controls your life? Is it fear? Write me for this pamphlet. What controls your life? It might help. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71. 291.